Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Welcome to the download, y'all, with Nerd Solo. I'm your host. Appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world tonight, but you said, hey, listen, Nerd Solo got this thing going on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, and I want a front row seat. You want to get in on the conversation, you can call in on the guest line, 515-605-9866. Keeping it real. I want to talk about keeping it real tonight. As you can tell, I'm amped up, ready to go. Had a long day. I went running today. I went to the gym today. I went to the office today. I'm in the night in Todd Smith Studios. I'm going to do this thing. Then I'm going home. But I want to talk about keeping it real. I want to talk about keeping it real because it seems to be the black community's Bible verse. Yeah. The black community's Bible verse. What do I mean when I say keep it real seems to be the black community's Bible verse? Glad you asked. People, I am a nerd, as the name, as a hint to the name Nerd Solo. And I cannot tell you how many times I was in conversations with someone. They say something that totally defy the laws of stupidity, of intellect, excuse me, only for them to then patch things up with, I'm just keeping it real. And when they say they're just keeping it real, it's supposed to bring some type of intellectual balance to the conversation. All you have to do is say, I'm keeping it real, and gee, what was I thinking? Wow, how was I thinking logical when I should have been thinking, just keep it real? But how did we get here? How did we get to the point where ignorance has some type of structure and a simple conversation? How did we get here to the point where ignorance has structure in a conversation? How did we get here? How did the black community get here? Well, glad you asked. People, what I've noticed over the years, community, or should I say, drive in the black community has been replaced with words. We are a community now based on hype, as opposed to substance and actual logic. You get into a conversation with somebody, your intellect isn't on the same level as theirs. All you have to do is say, I'm just keeping it real. That's it. Go somewhere, you want to talk physics, you want to talk about something you done messed up. It's supposed to be understood. Well, you should have asked if you didn't know. Hey, look, man, I was just keeping it real. That's what you're going to get. Can you imagine? I know. Is that planes are weight sensitive. Planes are weight sensitive. So let's add this keep it real narrative to aviation. All right. Let us add this keep it real scenario to aviation. When I was in school getting my pilot license, me being 6'1", 240 pounds, and the instructor was about 5'10". 220. We had the exact same build. He was just 5'10". I'm 6'1". And I remember one day we was taking out this one Cessna for flight training. And all of a sudden, he put fuel in the plane. And once he put fuel in the plane, we couldn't take the plane out. What happened? Well, he fuel in the plane, He put too much fuel in the plane. And because he put too much fuel in the plane, the weight of the fuel plus us means that the plane would not have had any lift. So what does that mean? A plane that would not have had any lift. Let's just say that the runway that we were using at this specific airport in Suffolk, Virginia, let's just say that their runway were a mile long. You got a Cessna 135. You got to get that thing up to 85 miles an hour to create lift under the wings. When it creates lift under the wings, then you're good to go. You got a one-mile runway. Because the plane is overweight, you're not going to make 85 miles an hour in the 1 mile of runway that you're going to get to create lift. So whatever there beyond that, when that runway stops, you're about to be friends with it. Kobe Bryant isn't here today. The late, great Kobe Bryant. He's not here today behind this is just my opinion. This is just my opinion. Kobe Bryant isn't here today because he had a pilot that was trying to impress Kobe Bryant. And I'm sure the conversation went something like, it's fog out, it's not, you know, all the other planes and helicopters were grounded. Kobe Bryant lived out in just about the desert. Will Smith live out in the desert. The valley, the Santa Ana Valley out there where they call the valley is actually a desert. Never Never Land, it's in a desert. It's not in the city, you know. These TV stars and movie stars and big stars, they are able to buy houses where communication, I mean, travel to get out there to these places is nothing but a helicopter ride. This is why Kobe Bryant had it in his contract that he got helicoptered in to the Staples Center every night to play on nights to play basketball. It was in his contract. So you're out in the desert, and with desert comes fog because sand is rock, and rock creates condensation. Heat and cold creates condensation, a.k.a. fog. Fog up in the mountains when you're in high elevation, the further away you get from the Earth's surface, it's cold. I can give you an example. I was in pilot school. One day, me and the same instructor. We was out flying. It was a nice 80-degree day. He seen a cloud. Dude acted like the engine stopped. He was saying, oh, my God, flight control, this is Cessna 135. And he just, I'm like, hey, man, what's the problem? He said, it's a cloud. I said, it's just a cloud, man. He said, no, it's not. That's ice. He said, up here, this is ice. You fly through that, you go down. I said, whoa. So keeping it real is an understanding of a stupidity at its finest. That's what keeping it real is. You want to tell somebody something dumb, you're just keeping it real. So let me dive into this a little bit more, okay? You know somebody that got issues with child support. You know somebody that got an issue with custody. Reach out to the National Fathers League and the League of Dads. Send them a text message, $50 consultation, I'm ready. Remember, you can text the League of Dads and the National Fathers League. Pay for one of their $50 consultations, and remember, 70%, that's right, 70% of individuals that take their one-on-one consultation gets everything they need to get downward modifications and their child support and get equal time with their children. The other 30% go on to hire them for their coaching services and their document summary and prep services. Give them a text message at 732-875-9111. You can't go wrong. All right. So let's dive a little bit more into the keep it real narrative. I am a black man, and I'm not part of the keep it real narrative. I'm part of the work for everything you got, life's a struggle, et cetera, et cetera. That's the equivalent of the of my curriculum. That's my curriculum's equivalent. I am not interested in no other curriculum. I'm not interested in no other narrative. I am from the narrative of you work hard to get what you want, and eventually you'll have something, right? I am from the curriculum also of I am living in the here and the now. When I was a kid, on Friday nights at 9 p.m. on CBS, that's Channel 2 for those that don't know, a show used to come on called The Dukes of Hazzard. And The Dukes of Hazzard was a show that featured a 1969 Dodge Charger. And this car was a work of art. It was called the General Lee. There was never one protest about the car. In the 80s, late 70s and 80s, when this show was on the air, the show aired on CBS from 1979 to 1985. The show had a 6-year run. And the stars of the show was, of course, the car General Lee and a gentleman by the name of Tom Wolpat and another gentleman, Bull Duke, named John Schneider. And like I said, there was never, ever a a riot, a walk, a picketing of the show. In 2005, 20 years after the show went off air, they made a Dukes of Hazzard movie. Still, there was no protest. There was no uproar about the General Lee. The star of the show was the car. I need y'all to follow me. Then all of a sudden, 2020 come rolling around. Individuals got a lot of idle time. They need something to hate. All of a sudden, this car that has been around for the longest, that didn't bother nobody when it came out, now all of a sudden, the Keep It Real movement has its eyes set on the 1969 Dodge Challenger, a Charger, excuse me. And now the show has to be taken off the air. The stars of the show that did the show back in the 70s and 80s, 79 through 85, they are now racist. They should have known. The producers of the show need to duck in hiding. It's just everything is an uproar. Yeah, it's an uproar. Why they knew that this car bothered black people? Yeah, the Keep It Real movement has struck again. Now you can be one of those keep it realist and have your problem and say but you're wrong about this. That car represent no, it didn't. You're reaching. And I like to tell individuals why you're reaching. I'm gonna tell you why you're reaching. Tyler Perry in 2010 made a movie, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. I thought that women of color would be in an uproar. I thought that when the movie came out, I said, I think Tyler Perry stepped in it. How is this man going to make a movie talking about how mad black women are? Movie came out. There was not one protest. Not one. Movie came out. One protest in the theaters that it was released. Not one. As a matter of fact, which means to keep it real, to keep it real, women of color were proud of the movie. I couldn't believe it. They didn't see anything wrong with a movie depicting them as being mad. They didn't see anything wrong with it. Nothing at all. This is the reason why I don't like the term. This is the reason why I hate the term, to be more frank. I don't like the term. I don't like it not one iota. I don't like the term keeping it real. I don't like it. I think it's a cop-out of intellect. That's what I think. It's a cop-out of intellect. If you use the term, I'm just keeping it real, it's a fill-in for intellect. You don't know how to express yourself in any other manner. If you use the word that's how I feel about it. Just know that. And I don't think you have the intellect to get into a conversation with me to dispute it. I don't think you have it. So I won't even talk about it with you. If you don't agree with me on that, yeah, I'm calling foul. If you don't agree with me on that, I am not going to have a conversation with you to challenge the reason as to why you feel as though it's not. I don't think you have the intellect or the capacity to challenge me and see the real reason why just throwing keeping it real is a cop-out to intellect. And I'm going to tell you why. As a nerd, I know individuals that don't use it. But I can go on social media and look at two individuals about to get into a fight and hear keeping it real 30 times. In 2 minutes. But I can listen to someone else have an intellectual conversation speaking up on a panel and never hear it one time. You can listen to all my shows. I don't say it at all. Matter of fact, today is every time I say it, it increases the record of how many times I actually said it. These are facts. And what also are facts, if in fact you having or you know someone that have problems with custody and child support, if in fact you have problems with custody or child support, you need the League of Dads and the National Fathers League. You need to text 732-875-9111. You need to text them. You need a $50 consultation. Call their one-on-one. They're building their website. They're on their website. They have all their services on their website, the NationalFathersLeague.com. And you can pay for their one-on-ones through the website. Get all the help that you need. Get everything up and going. And you can get it done for a $50 consultation. Now, 70%. which is a high number, 70% of individuals listen to take their one-on-one services, listen to everything that they were told, and can settle all of their issues with the $50 consultation. The other 30% go on to pay for coaching and doc prep services. 732-875-9111, the League of Dads and the National Fathers League. You need them, okay? Now, we're talking about keeping it real, the Black community's Bible verse. Why am I calling it a Bible verse? Why am I saying that they are calling keeping it real Bible verse? That is a strong narrative when you say it's a Bible verse. Like that is saying something. That is saying something. Why a Bible verse? The reason why I am saying that they are calling keeping it real a Bible verse is because they act like it is the religion. They act like it's something that God would say. They act like it is the highest form of intellect that you can drop in a conversation. They act as if, though, once they say, I'm keeping it real, everything else that is said to try and counter that is beneath it. All you got to do is say, I'm keeping it real. And it's like, oh, God, oh, man, you're right. Oh, wow, you can take your sunroof. You can open up your sunroof in the rain and not get wet. Oh, yeah, that's right. You are keeping it real. Oh, you can walk off a cliff and defy gravity and not fall. Oh, yeah, that's just keeping it real. Oh, yeah. But the biggest problem with keeping it real is these individuals do wrong. I can try to screw your girl, and if I'm successful, I'm just keeping it real because she chose me. You can borrow money from me, and I cannot pay you back, and I'm just keeping it real because you shouldn't ask me for it back. You hire me to work for you, I'm just keeping it real. You got to understand, I'm just keeping it real. The buses ain't running today, my nigga. I'm just keeping it real. It is amazing how these individuals incorporate such trash logic in the narrative of I'm keeping it real. It is amazing. It really is. People, I definitely appreciate you guys for checking me out tonight. It's going to be a short one. I do appreciate you guys for being here. Tomorrow we'll be back at our regularly scheduled time at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I will definitely see you then. And remember, we shall all regret the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Have a good night, y'all.